We said earlier that the order of the Shemoneh Esrei was instituted by the 120 elders, which included many Nevi'im, and it was also instituted by Shimon HaPakuli. If the elders already established it, what did Shimon add? Mar says the order was forgotten, he came and reinstituted the order. Mar says also to add praises beyond what was instituted to say. This is based on a drush or belazur, dashen, that is only appropriate to praise Hashem if someone is capable of completely praising Hashem. That's impossible. So therefore, you can't praise beyond what was instituted. Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yechon, and Dash, and the Pasuk to teach, one who gives excessive praise to Hashem will be uprooted from this world. Rabbi Yehuda of Geburaya, Dash, and that staying silent is better than excessively praising Hashem. Rabbi Dimi said a similar concept as well. He said, if a word is worth a selah, silence is worth two. Mish said, Kural Peh Lo Yotza, Chulu. How do we know the Megillah may not be read by heart? Rava says, we learn Gzeir Shavah in the word Zechira, from which we learn the obligation to read Megillah. In the Megillah it says, Ayom Ma'ilin Nizkarim, and elsewhere regarding the obligation to remember what Amalek did, the Pasuk says, Ksav Zayzi Karim Basefer. We learn that the Megillah too has to be read from a Sefer. Maybe the remembering of the Amalek, fact, Gemara, need not be read aloud, but can simply be read with one's eyes. Or it says, regarding this obligation, the Torah says, Zohar and Loi Tishkach. We learn that an actual verbal reading is required. Misha said, Kror Targum Lo Yotza V'chulo. Zohar says, this can't be referring to where it's written in Lashon Kodesh, then he reads it in Targum, because that's like reading it by heart. It must be referring to where it's written and read in Targum. Misha said, Avo Karin Oisa Lalo Ozois Bilaz V'chulo. Shekhmarab Misha previously said that reading in any language other than Lashon Kodesh is Osir. Rav Shmuel explained that this permit is only for Greek, but all other languages would be Osir. Rav Achman Neymar Belazer explains this refers to where it's written and read in Greek. Rav Achman Neymar Belazer said that Hashem refers to Yaakov as Kael. He understands the Pasuk as follows. The Pasuk says, Vayikra Loi Kael Elokei Yisrael. He says, Vayikra Loi, and the Ebishter called Yaakov Kael, and who called him, who called him so? Elokei Yisrael. Rekhmar Bryce says that one reason Megillah in the foreign language, including Greek, is not Yaitzah. Rav Shmuel meant that it may be read in Greek only for Greeks, which is specifically allowed by another Bryce. If so, why is only Greek permitted? Every foreign language should be allowed for those who are of that nationality. Mar says our Mishnah allows every foreign language for those who are of that nationality. Rav and Shmuel meant to allow Greek even for those who are not themselves Greek. Although the Bryce only allows Greek for people of Greece, they hold like Rosh Hashanah Gamaliel, who says that Greek has the same status as Lashon Kodesh by allowing Sfarim to be written in Greek, and they therefore allow it to be read in Greek by all people, even people who are not Greek. Why did they simply say Allah Father Shem Gamaliel? Mercy, if they would say so, we would think that it wouldn't apply to Megillah, because the Pasuk says Kichsavam, therefore they specify that they hold this way regarding Megillah as well. Misha said, why are they yoytz if they don't understand what they're saying? Mar says, they're no different than the women in Ami Arts who are yoytz, although they don't understand. Ravina said, there are words in the Megillah with whose meanings are unknown anyway, such as, ha'achashtranim b'nei ha'ramochim, and yet we're yoytz. It must be that the purpose of the reading is to publicize the miracle. This is why reading Lashon Kodesh is allowed, even if one doesn't understand what he's saying, or what he's hearing. The Mishnah said, Karas Serugan Yotza V'chul. The Rabbanim were unsure what the word Seruga meant, and they heard Rebbe's maidservant using the term to refer to intervals, as opposed to all at once. The Rabbanim were unsure what the word Chaluglugois meant, and then heard Rebbe's maidservant using the term to refer to a spice. They were also unsure what the word Salsileha meant, and then heard Rebbe's maidservant using the term to refer to curling of the hair. They were also unsure what the word Yehovcha meant. Rabbi Barchano said that he heard an Arab merchant use the word to refer to a burden. They were unsure what the word Teitasiha meant. They then heard Rebbe's maidservant using the word to refer to a broom. Abraisa says if one reads through Megillah pausing at intervals, he's Yoitzah. If one reads the Megillah out of sequence, he's not Yoitzah. Amunah, in the name of Yehuda, says if the pauses are long enough to complete the Megillah, you'd have to read again from the beginning. Rabbi Yosef passed like Amunah in the name of Yehuda. Abai Yisrael Yosef, does the pause have to be long enough to finish the Megillah from where he's holding, or to finish the Megillah from the beginning to the end? He answered, from the beginning to the end, because if you were to say that it's only long enough from where he's holding, then there's no really set time. Every case would lead to a different result. Rabbi the name of Yirmiyah, Barabba the name of Rab, Pasnak Ramuna the name of Yehuda. Shmuel said that Allah does not follow Ramuna the name of Yehuda. Rabbi said the opposite, that Rav said that Allah does not follow Ramuna, and Shmuel said that it does. Rabbi Yosef said, follow the version of Rabbi, because we find that Shmuel follows the opinion of an individual when he is more stringent, as is the case by Ramuna. Rabbi said if the Sefer left out some words of Psukim from Megillah and one read those missing words from memory, is Yoitza. Rabbi said if the letters of Megillah are broken or torn, it's only valid if they're still legible, which means if they're missing, it's possible. Mar says the Rabbi is discussing where most of the Megillah is in this condition. That's when it's possible. But the first Rabbi is discussing where only some of the words are missing. Zakhtar Mar, if one was reading and skipped a Pasuk, he can't fill in that Pasuk later on. Rather, he must go back to that Pasuk and continue reading the Megillah from that point forward. If one walks into a shul when they're halfway through the Megillah, he can't say, I'll listen to the second half and then fill in the first half afterward. Rather, he has to hear from the beginning. Mishnah says, "Namnem Yotza v'chuler." Rashi explained this refers to a person who's sleeping but not sleeping, is awake but not awake. Meaning, if someone calls his name, he'll answer, but he's not capable of giving an answer that requires thinking. However, if you remind him of something, he would remember. Mishnah said, "Ha'isa kaisva darshu magiem kiven liba yotza v'chuler." Mar says this must be talking about where he first writes and then reads the pasuk that he writes. If not, it's from memory. In fact, Mar Rav Chama Rav said that one must read from a Megillah that's complete in order to be Yaitza. So over here, it's not a complete Megillah. How could it be Yaitza? Mar says it's talking about where he has a complete Megillah in front of him that he's reading from, and then he writes a new one based off of that. In fact, Mar Meir is a proof to Rabbi Rachana Rav Yechon, who said that it's also to write even one letter that's not copied from another writing. Mar says that maybe there really is not required, but this person happened to have a complete Megillah in front of him that he was using to copy from. In fact, how could Rabbi Rachana say this? Bryce says that Rav Shimon Loza said it once happened that Rav Meir was in a place with no Megillah, so he wrote it from memory and then he read it. You don't have to write from Dafka by copying from an existing text. Rav Ovo said Rav Meir was allowed to do so because he was so well versed in the Torah that it was to him it was as if he had a text in front of him all the time. In fact, Rav Chisda once saw Rav Chananel writing Sfarim from memory. Rav Chisda told him, although you can write the entire Torah from memory, the Chachamim said you have to write from a text. We see that Rav Chananel was also very well versed in the Torah, and yet Rav Chisda told him it's Aser. Mar said Rav Meir had no other option, so he was allowed. However, generally, it may not be done. Abai allowed the people of the house of Bar Chovu to write Tefillin and Mezuzah from memory. He followed the Shita of Rav Yirmiyahu in the name of Rabbeinu, who quoted in a Braisa, saying that Tefillin and Mezuzah may be written from memory because people are well versed in their Parshias. Mishnah said, "Haisaksuva besam v'chulu sam." Zaktamar is sam. Or Rav Chana said that sikra is sikrisa, it's a red dye. Kumus is kumu, sap from a tree. Kankantam is a black dye used to dye shoes. Diftera is parchment that has not gone through the entire finishing process. And the yar is a type of grass glued together and used to write on. The Mishnah said, "Ad shetehei ksuva ashuris." Mor says this is based on the pasuk that says, "Kichsavam v'chizmanam." The Mishnah said, "Allah sefer b'diyoy v'chulu." We learned this from Gzeri Shav. The pasuk in the Megillah says, "Atichtoy," and a pasuk elsewhere says, "Kolisev al ha sefer b'diyoy." This teaches that the Megillah must be written on parchment with black ink as well.